All right, so we're gonna start the midday motivation. We're gonna start the midday motivation, because I've been bullshitting long enough, right? So we gonna start the midday motivation. Melissa, hey Liz, hey. So I already did but because I'm recording the podcast now, we're gonna do it again, right? First and foremost, we're gonna thank saints, spirit guides, ancestors. We're going to thank our most benevolent entities and energies, right? We're going to thank them all for their love, guidance, and protection during this session. Okay, we are going to thank our shadow team and our light team, as above, so below, as within, so without. And we are going to ashe all of the ancestors, ashe, 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 as their story was written, so is our own. So this is probably going to turn into a mediumship. I feel like this is going to turn into a mediumship session because for some awkward reason, my head just did that just that quick. So, I'm telling you, you walked in the middle of a rendezvous. He was like, yo, bro, which one I got to get? You said this one? You said get this one? Oh, because you didn't like the other one? No, they both about to pop one. Watch. I'm telling you. It's a lot of that going around in Albany. A lot of these dudes we think are thugs. They not really thugs. I mean, they thugs. They banging on something. Okay? They banging on something. It ain't what we think. Okay? So let's see. General collective. Ooh, some of y'all might be going through legal issues, legal stuff, right? Some of y'all might be, I think I was saying something about paperwork not too long ago. Court cases, paperwork. Okay, you praying for the best outcome. This might be an out-of-state case, right? You might have to go out of state or out of county, right? So we're in this county. It might be in another county. You might have to go to another county. But this is definitely somebody here with court cases, court issues, or somebody struggling just to find internal balance, right? Somebody knowing that they have a bigger calling, knowing that they want more for their life. But you just kind of not knowing how to handle that. You just kind of not knowing how to make heads or tails of where you're at right now, where you're going. Okay, this Six of Swords but it's in reverse. So some of yous might be coming out of these mental fogs, coming out of this space of, I let the world beat me up, or I let this person beat me up, or I let these situations wear me down, drain me. And now I'm starting to see that if I want better, I have to take control. I have to balance out my emotions. I have to be the one in control of my thoughts, right? I can't always get caught up in, looking for relationships and feeling like people owe me, because there's this sense of entitlement. It's like, no, feeling like somebody owes you something isn't going to get you anywhere, right? You have to be the one making things happen. People don't owe you anything. I don't give a fuck how much money you put behind somebody, how much quote unquote support you feel like you've given somebody. People don't owe you anything, right? So this is this energy of this entitlement has to go. You have to really stand firm. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not looking for any backup. What I am looking for, though, is my place, my placement, where I'm supposed to be, where I'm going. So that should be everybody's focus, really focusing on finding you, finding your place, finding the avenue, the lane that's for you. Because I feel like that's where somebody's struggling at this moment. It's struggling to find your own avenue, your own lane. It's like, even if I do what somebody else does, I don't want to come off like I'm in their lane or going down their avenue. So this is somebody trying to figure out, find that balance of, I'm not this person, I'm not this show I seen, or this rapper, or my favorite artist, social media, socialite, influencer, whatever the case may be. me. This is me putting my stamp. Everybody sells lashes. I want to sell lashes. I'm going to get cases that look like cassette tapes and, you know, brand everything like the 90s and give it that vibe. I'm coming with my own feel, right? This is somebody needing to come with their own feel, somebody feeling like anything I do, I have to make it my own. Or struggling, like I said, struggling or in the space of trying to figure out how to make what you're about to embark upon your own. Sorry, it said my mic was too close, so I'm trying to prop it up somewhere. the independent Sue. So somebody's seeking financial independence. You might have just left the relationship and now you're like, well, this motherfucker was paying the phone bill and the light bill. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to, you know, pay that portion myself. You might have just got a reduction in some check or something that you were given. So now you're like, okay, I'm going to have to do this or do that so that I can get supplementary income so I can make sure everything is moving smoothly. Because there's this energy here of like, I'm not going to crumble. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to allow whatever was taken away from me to make me fall, right? I'm still going to be strong. I'm still going to be firm. This is somebody else here, this strength card. Shout out to all the Leos. Okay, we got Leos, Libras, Aquarius on deck. Leos, Libras, and Aquariuses on deck. But this is somebody really looking for that strength. Maybe this is you finding the strength to walk away from a situation because it's a matter of this, right? My heart space. Like, you're not nurturing my heart. You're not feeding me the way I need to be fed. This situation is not making me my happiest. So I'm going to walk away from this and find my strength, or find the strength to walk away. Somebody's dragging their feet with walking away from a situation. In this situation, once you walk away from it, you're going to find that you are independent. Maybe you're not walking away because you feel dependent on somebody, but universe is trying to tell you that sense of dependency is false. You are what you need. Okay, take a leap of faith and leave and go. Embark on this journey, because this journey is going to be very fruitful for you. Sometimes we get stuck on, we need this, we need that. I can't do this unless I have that. And this is them saying, let go of that. Let go of that train of thought that you need one thing in order to have another, because you don't. Like, you don't need a man to be happy, right? You don't need a regular 9-to-5 to be rich or to get paid, right? There are more than one ways to skin a cat. So this is them saying, if you kind of take a step back, you'll realize you have more options. You realize there's more than one way for you to reach your goal, not just the way that you settled in or the way that you already in your mind, this is how I was going to do it. This is what I was going to do. This is my plan. And then once something in that plan didn't go the way you thought, you threw the whole plan out. And they're like, no, pick the plan back up. Okay, pick the plan that's still a good, viable plan. You just need to rework some things. You just need to let go of some things and come into a different understanding of some things. But this is still a good plan. You still have good options here, or you still can use something from this here. So they're saying, don't throw everything out. Do not throw everything out, because there's more here for you on the way. So keep working these plans. Some of you need to maybe get business plans in order, right? It's good to have ideas, but a business plan is always best, right? Time can be seen to be both linear and a spiral circle back to explore concepts from the past and create the future. So I find that funny that we got the time card when I was just saying to you, right? You have the time to recreate you. There's no rush here. You don't throw the plan away. Don't say that, okay, this is, I can't do anything with this. No. Take some time, and time, divine timing, right? Take some time to really make plans, because everything is coming to you when it's supposed to, not when you feel like it should, but when it's supposed to. So they're literally telling you, don't feel like you're running out of time. Don't feel like, okay, I have to do this now before this. There is There is no rush. Okay. Somebody here is trying to rush something for something, and there is no rush. And even if this is your spiritual journey, right? There is no rushing a spiritual journey. I say this all the time. You can't make yourself awaken just because you want to awaken. That's not how it works. Oh, I see everybody on Facebook, on TikTok, and on Instagram talking about they're doing this and they're doing that and blah, blah, blah. Half the motherfuckers are lying. Half of them are lying. Okay? So there is no rush. It's everything happens in divine timing. Everything happens as it should for everybody. Doesn't make a difference who you are. Okay. And so Roberta, these are just general. This is just for the general collective. If you need a reading, you can slide in my inbox and set up a session. I can send you my pricing list. Okay. I do card pulls, spreads, sessions. Okay. But this is just for the general collective. One more for the general collective. Whoops. Take a break. And Sisterhood of the Rose. Beauty, devotion, priestess, mystic, teacher. Take a break. A life's work, not a season. Get off the treadmill. See that? Time and take a break. What was I just saying? Divine timing. There is no rush. This is a life work, which means it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And what happens with a marathon? Okay, with a marathon, you got to pace yourself. You can't take off on a marathon and start running your hardest at the beginning because you're not going to make it to the end. You're going to fucking pass out somewhere. In a marathon, you have to be slow and steady. In a marathon, you literally have to be pacing yourself. That's life. Life is a marathon. Life is not a meter dash or a sprint. You have to be pacing yourself and you have to take time. Are y'all getting where they're going with this? Whatever it is you're trying to do, you have to take time. You have to pace yourself. You have to realize there's going to be moments when you can go really hard and there's going to be moments when you have to kind of slow up. There's going to be moments when, shit, I think I got this. And then moments where, shit, I don't think I do. I just seen somebody pass me. Hold on. But I'm still in this race. Don't be afraid to slow down. Don't be afraid to kind of just be in life for a moment. Sometimes just being and existing in life for the moment helps you to really find what you're looking for. Because when you overstimulate yourself, you can't hear you. When you overstimulate yourself, you can't hear spirit. So if you're constantly in a phone, and that's why I be saying that shit. So to all the people that have these spiritualists that are on here from the crack of dawn, all day, all night, hundreds of status messages a day telling you how to get right with your soul. Well, when the fuck are they getting right with their soul? Because you can't catch the messages from spirit if you are constantly in the phone, in the TV, in the laptop, in the iPad. It doesn't work like that. You're overstimulating your senses, and messages from spirit come when there's literally no stimulation. It's when you're the stillest from the inside out. That's why I respect what they're doing. I didn't really like it at first, but I respect it. People don't come around here. I don't see too many people. Seriously, on a day-to-day basis, the people that you see from around here that call me sis and tell me they love me and all that shit, I love them to death, but we don't see each other like that. And it's because spirit has a different plan for me. We don't. There were people that I used to be with every fucking day. We were together so much, we didn't even fucking have nothing to talk about. Because we were together. What the fuck are we talking about? Everything happened. We were together when everything happened. For you to really divine with spirit, it requires dedication of self and separation. My issue is I'm working on the dedication part. I do some shit for a little while, and then I'm like, ah, fuck that shit. I hear you. Y'all good. I got you. It's the dedication part. Everybody's got something to work on. Everybody. Find what you need to work on and work on it. This is not a fucking show. This is not a fucking race. The motherfucker on here getting thousands of views and hundreds of likes, that don't mean that they won. That does not mean that they won. That just means that they get thousands of views and hundreds of likes. That don't got shit to do with they soul. I don't give a fuck what they're talking about. This is not a race. Get you right for you. That's all that matters. This is literally my reoccurring message, because I don't feel like there's one more important than that. I could tell you guys a whole bunch of stuff. Y'all know goddamn well I started on here talking about all that 5%er conscious stuff. Then I went to the health stuff. I actually did want to get on here today and talk about some health stuff. I have a bunch of herbs. This is going to be a separate live, though. I have a list of herbs that I want to go over for people that are suffering as a result of getting the jab and shit like that. So I want to give a list of herbs that will take some toxins and stuff out your body. So y'all know damn well, I have a whole bunch of stuff that I could get up here and really talk to y'all about every single day. I talk about this for a reason, because at the end of the day, all that shit aside, guess what? This is what matters. This is what matters. You have to get your soul right. So I do. I still have detox tea. Actually, that's so funny. Somebody's coming for 30-day detox tea today. So I do still have detox tea. I have detox juice. I have the gallons of detox juice, and I have the detox tea. We're going to see. I want to make another blend of tea for something else. The issue is, I take it and spend all the money on these herbs, and then you guys be like, oh my God, that tea was nasty. And it's like, hun, it's fucking healthy. It's 100% alkaline and healthy. It's not going to taste like chocolate chips and shit. I don't know what y'all be expecting. I really feel like, because they sell you so much shit nowadays that they call healthy, that's really processed and not healthy, y'all get real healthy shit and, oh my God, I'm not gonna get healthy because it tastes nasty. It's like, oh well, the fuck. But I'm not gonna keep spending my money in bulk. So I literally started just buying, and I'm not talking about the detox tea, I'm talking about other tea, right? But I literally just started buying other herbs and stuff, just enough for me and my family so I can help them get right. So I do sell the detox tea, but the other teas that I'm going to be making, like I said, I'm going to do a live and tell you guys what herbs you need so you guys can go and get the herbs yourself. But I'm not going to be selling them, because I'm not going to be wasting my money and going through that with people. I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that. Not one more time. I found it funny. Like, people say they want to get healthy until it's actually time to get healthy. People be on here making all these status messages, boo-hooing and crying for fucking attention. And then when you tell them how to get healthy, it's, oh, I like chicken. You were literally just on here fucking crying 2 days ago. You went to the doctor's office and they told you this, that, and the third. And now you telling me you can't get healthy because you like chicken? Are you fucking shitting me? Because you like chicken. That's why it's quiet as kept. I don't pay some of y'all no attention, right? Because I think some of y'all really just like to be sick and in the spaces y'all are in for attention. Because whatever is going on with you, you don't get the attention that you really deserve or the attention that you really want. So since you don't really get that attention, you let certain things happen to you and you do certain things so that you can get sympathy from people, because that's how you feel connected. I don't play into that shit. And I can see right through it. I don't play into that shit. Nobody, not one person, okay? Not one person, when I was doing what I was doing with my eye ulcer, gave a fuck. oh my God, live like you're either gonna be blind or you're not, right? You either gonna get healthy so you can see, or we've been looking at you walking around here with one fucking eye, so whatever. You have to care. You have to care for yourself, and you have to take control for yourself. That's what you have to do. And I see I lost a lot of fucking people when I started talking about that. I don't care. I don't care, because this is what people need to hear, the truth. People need to hear the truth. That's the problem with society. Once you tell people the truth, it's, oh my God, I'm triggered. We can't talk about that because I'm triggered. If something triggers you, then that means you need to fucking fix it. You don't wear your triggers like a badge of fucking honor. When something triggers you, you figure out why the fuck it's triggering you and fucking fix it. Let it go so it can stop fucking triggering you. You don't keep just so you can go on every single status message now that you see somebody when they say this shit and go, oh my God, I'm triggered. You're triggering me. Stop talking like that. This is triggering. This is triggering. No. If it's triggering you, then you fucking figure out why and fix it. You fix it. Our society really is backwards. It's really got, we're in a coddling society. Everybody needs to be coddled. Everybody needs to be coddled, ironically, except for Black women, Black people, right? Because it's time for coddling until you choke a Black man out to death in the middle of the fucking street for supposedly selling loose cigarettes, right? It's time for coddling until you kill a Black man and roll him up in a fucking gym mat and take all his fucking organs, right? It's time for coddling until you pull a Black woman over, arrest her, and kill her in her fucking jail cell. It's all time for coddling until it's, you know, time to talk about real shit that be going on that really fucking needs to be addressed and fixed. And but it's time for coddling. Some of us need to realize that the shit that we be wanting sympathy for is so stupid. And I'm saying that because what you're going through is not stupid, but you know damn well when your situation is not minor, I'm not major, but you're making it that way for sympathy, it then does become stupid, right? Some of us need to really say, okay, I'm going to start taking control of my life. I'm going to start taking control of my life. I don't need anybody to tell me nothing. I'm telling myself this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to actually do it. I'm going to actually do it. Well, it's only 7 people in here. So what I'm going to do is, what time is it? 2:00. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat something. I said this yesterday, but I did other mediumships yesterday. So we're going to eat, I'm going to go eat something, and then we're going to do a mediumship. I'm going to title it a mediumship so that people can come in. I'm going to tag everybody from the video. Literally, it's only going to be like an hour, so don't worry. Don't, everybody, like, this bitch always say this shit, never come back. I know, but it's only going to be like an hour from now. So I'm just going to go get something to eat really quickly, and we're going to come back and do the mediumship because I don't have shit to do for the rest of my day. My maintenance people were supposed to come. I don't know where they're at. So I cleared my schedule because they were supposed to be doing fixes in my bathroom and in my kitchen. Here I am. Looking at y'all. Okay. So, okay. So, we're going to come back in like an hour or so because I don't have shit else to do. So we're going to do the mediumship gallery. I'm going to tag everybody and we'll be back in like an hour. All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Melissa, I'll see you in a little while. Okay. If you were tagged on the post, if you tagged yourself on the post, I'm going to tag you. So I'm going to tag everybody. All right. Everybody, y'all know how I leave you all the time, right? From the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Okay, be healthy, guys, right? Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Okay, our health is our true source of wealth. So if we don't have our health, we legit don't have anything else. Okay, your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affect your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board, everybody. All right, guys, I am out of here, and I will see you guys in like an hour or so. Okay.